Great Country Q 94. It's Lori Wilde here on this Friday afternoon. And as I said earlier, I have guests in the studio with me and we've been having a lot of fun off air. So I hope that that continues. But we have with us Hurricane Highway today. Welcome from all the way across the pond.
All the way across the pond, Lori. Thanks so much for having us. We've had serious fun already. And it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having us. Delighted to be here.
If
having
you can't tell, you are from Ireland.
Can you not? What? Does this not? Do you gosh? What? yeah, all the way from the west of Ireland, a beautiful little town called Westport in County Mayo.
Okay.
So yeah, over here on the radio tour promoting our new single, which is called Baby I Do. This is our second single, which is out here right now. Our first single was called Right Now's, and that went to 53 in the charts for us. So we're here hoping to break records on that one now this time. So please, God, fingers crossed. It's all going very well, and it's been received so well so far. So, yeah.
Now, you kind of formed the band, Hurricane Highway, in the most Irish way possible.
Mm.
You met in a pub.
Yeah. Simple as that.
I mean, I feel like that's just this is like a script to a
movie.
There
is a few pubs in Ireland. Yeah, we met myself and another guy called Kevin Collins, and unfortunately, his wife had passed away, and he was going through a bit of a process after that and trying to deal with stuff. So we met in a pub. He was playing a little gig there on his own at the time, and we just kind of got talking after that. And so Hurricane, and I always say I'm the hurricane, he was the highway, so I'm the bit more turbulent one. So yeah, I know it was a nice process. And we recorded the Chris Stapleton song first, just kind of acoustically, with two producers that I knew in Dublin, and that song just took off on radio. The song Your Man, which I should say, it's on our Spotify page as well, but that done seriously well for us in Ireland. And then, as I always say, the band got a bit bigger, the overheads got bigger, everything got bigger. So yeah, we've had a couple of eight number ones, I think, on the UK and Ireland top 10 hot discs chart, and a couple of Grammy nominations along the way, and won a couple of music video awards, and have toured with the likes of opening for Charlie Pride, Maddie and Tay, that was on the bill, Miranda Lambert, they just say different pronunciations, but yeah. So I hope you can understand me. I'm not talking too fast.
Oh, no, I think you're good. I just want to listen to you talk all day. We were talking about this off air because, you know, I kind of said it feels like sometimes this, our American music, our entertainment kind of does not stay within our borders. It feels like we kind of seep all around the world. But you were saying specifically in Ireland, and we'll leave out, you know,
the UK. Yeah,
we'll leave out the UK.
Yeah.
We'll talk specifically about Ireland. But like you said, you know, you've re-recorded some of the songs that were huge hits here in America.
Absolutely.
That nobody in Ireland had heard.
Absolutely. Some of the songs, first of all, when we started out Hurricane Highway a couple of years back, you know, we did start off, as I say, with the Chris Stapleton song, Your Man, and that would just took off, and nobody knew that song over there. Like Josh Turner had a hit with it over here.
Yeah,
Learned that afterwards and all that. So also we had a big hit with Hey Pretty Girl that was never played on the radio, which is the more song. So we had a big hit with that over there, and when some of them artists come in, they're not played an awful lot on Irish radio, some of these artists, like, so none of them songs were ever so it was like, if anybody ever hears that song over there, they think it's wow, that's Hurricane Highway or whatever, you know. So
they come to America and they're like, "Who's this Chris Stapleton guy singing a Hurricane Highway song?"
Yeah, so it's we do a different up-tempo version. People can hear it. Absolutely, yeah, I know. Who's this Hurricane Highway guy coming over? And yeah, so like, they're not considered, say, as covers over there.
Okay.
But we done one or two of them, and then obviously in the last, I write a lot of stuff. So, and then with meeting Kevin Rowe here, that's here with me today, my buddy from Chicago, and you know, the driver that does all the driving. As I said last night, the last tour we done was 5,000 miles last November through snow and really bad conditions. So Kevin done all the driving on that tour and I slept all the way. We changed it around a bit this time. We done 2,500 miles. Kevin done all the driving and I done all the sleeping. So it was just a little bit different, just a different mileage, but I still don't.
Well, you have your guitar. You've got Kevin here. We're going to get to your single, Baby I Do. But right now, I think you said you have another song.
We have another song that's out in the UK and Ireland. It's also on our Spotify page and it's doing very, very well for us. I think I'm talking to the audience down there the way I'm using my hands. But yeah, it's out now. It's called She Sang, Shut Up and Dance. And what it is a guy walks into a bar on a Friday night, like tonight.
Okay.
In Prairie du Chien.
Yep.
Have I got it right?
You got it. You got it. See, those French classes paid off.
Ooh, yeah. Thank you to my French teacher. Mr. O'Malley was his name.
There's a shock.
That's an Irish name. he was Mr. O'Malley. That was my French teacher. I'm telling you, he was. Yeah, absolutely. Great guy. But Prairie du Chien, thank you, Mr. O'Malley. So a guy walks into a bar. I don't know, I can't tell that. Guy walks into a bar on a Friday night. He sees this beautiful girl singing in a covers band.
Okay.
She sings Uptown Girl.
Okay.
Who sings that song? Billy Joel.
Yeah.
This is a quiz as well, by the way.
I was going to say, oh, man.
He sings Thunderstruck.
AC/DC.
He sings Rockin' in the Free World. Neil Young.
Yeah.
But she had him when she sang Shut Up and Dance. Right? So he couldn't wait for them to take a break. He offers to buy her a drink. And the rest is history. The rest is in the song. So that's in the chorus. So let's have
all
a...
All right.
This is it. It's called She Sang, Shut Up and Dance. 1, 2, 3, 4... Singing lead with the cover band when I walked in on a Friday night. Never seen her here before, but man, she was out of sight. Playing a sit down, drink around, was mesmerized by her sound. Couldn't stay in my seat. Takes a lot to do it, but she had me up on my feet. This uptown girl had me thunderstruck. Can't stop watching her, can't get it up. She's rocking the free world, she sure rocked me. Was the best looking thing that I'd ever seen. This is one of those times you gotta take a chance. Yeah, she had me when she sang Shut Up and Dance. Wait till we took a break and I could offer to buy her a drink. Said I know this bar, it's open till 3. We could go dancing later, what do you think? Gotta know where this can go. Hoping that she won't see no. Hoping she'll live here with me. Don't want tonight just to be nothing but a memory. Oh yeah. This uptown girl had me thunderstruck. Can't stop watching her, can't get it up. She's rocking the free world and she sure rocked me. It's the best looking thing that I'd ever seen. This is one of those times you gotta take a chance. Yeah, she had me when she sang Shut Up. Take a chance, did she have me when she sang? Shut up and dance. Shut up and dance. Hey!
Woo!
Thank you.
We are here with Hurricane Highway. We'll be back in just a few minutes right here on Q94. Great Country Q94. It's Hurricane Highway in studio with us. That's okay. Going back, we just heard She Had Me When She Sang Shut Up and Dance.
Yeah. She sang Shut Up and Dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very fun song.
Yeah, fun song, yeah.
Very similar to She Had Me at Heads, Carolina. But
The concept, yeah.
The concept, but I really like the Uptown Girl.
Yeah, Uptown Girl had me thunderstruck.
It was fun. I really.
Yeah, it's a fun song.
It's a fun song. Makes you want to dance.
Out about 4 or 5 weeks in the UK and Ireland. So if people want to listen to it, it's on our Spotify. It's on our page. Like, so yeah. Do you want to hear it again? The rocked up version. Yeah, it's full on.
Oh, yeah.
Guitar solos, everything. It got to shake off the cobwebs on a Friday night. We want to be getting the weekend going. We want to get absolutely in Prairie du Chien. Friday
Sheen.
Night.
Sheen. You had it right. Charlie.
I was just checking to see where you wake. You know, you're after having the lunch. It's after lunch. So, yeah. I want to see whether you're all just.
Oh, we're paying attention. And like I said, so you have done a lot of music in Ireland.
Absolutely. And I had a covers band for years, 15 plus years before that, that we played in every place that had electricity in Ireland. And some places don't. So yeah, we found that out when we got to a couple of festivals. They say, can I have a plug to plug in? What? They said, what? Plugs?
For real?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, I was like, I mean, we did talk off air about how, you know, the Europe and the UK and Ireland are very, very old and they preserve a lot more. So you never know.
Oh, no, we have electricity. We
have electricity. Good. I'm glad to hear.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to come over to Nashville, to come over to the United States and do what you're doing here?
Well, a lot of that is thanks to this guy here beside me to come over to America because, you know, without Kevin Rowe here and Nancy Moser, you know, America is a really hard market to take on. And they had the belief in me to, you know, to ask me to. What happened was kind of a fast track version was I recorded a song Kevin wrote for Hurricane Highway. That was through his publisher, which he pitched to me. Kevin got in contact with him and he said, would you mind asking him, the guy, the singer, me, who could he get in contact with me to write some songs? So 3 years later, we've been writing every Tuesday, with the exception of a couple of Tuesdays off here. And then he gives me Christmas Day off and stuff like that.
Oh, how kind.
Thanks, Kev.
Yeah.
But we've just created a great bond. And this is our third time over here now. So last May, we recorded a full album with a great producer in Nashville, which Baby I Do, our new single, came out of. She sang Shut Up and Dance. He does all the and Right Now's, which was the first one. And I came over then, done a full radio tour for the first single in November, and back again now in August.
It's August. All right.
It is still August.
I mean, it's still August.
Yeah, we're still here.
I can't believe we're to the end of August.
I know. Summer is over.
What is the biggest difference that you've noticed from, I know we kind of talked about this off air, the difference between Irish country music and American country
music? Well, in Ireland, it's more jiving country. Like some of these bands do absolutely fantastic. What we're doing is flying the flag for American country. We've kind of been tipped as like Ireland's top American country rock band. Hurricane Highway is like, you know, winning awards and stuff like that. So we're flying the flag for it over there. Actually, we're the first ever Irish country rock band to ever have a top 100.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is our second one now.
US.
So we've in the US, I should say.
Okay.
Top 100 in the US. We've had 8 number ones with our singles that we've released throughout the years. We have a string of singles that were out and albums and all that. So two albums. So, but it's the first ever Irish country rock band.
Exciting. That's congratulations. Exciting.
Yeah, thank you. To ever have a top 100 in the US. Obviously, there's been huge rock bands that have come here, like U2 and stuff like that. Everybody knows.
Yes.
One of the biggest bands of the world, if not the biggest. So yeah. Irish as well.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things because when I think of Irish music, I think either like Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah.
Or U2.
Yeah.
Or like Celtic Dancing.
Celtic Dancing, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the band, one of the guys that, I don't know if you ever heard of the traditional band called the Chieftains. You ever heard them? Yeah, they're a big traditional band, but one of the guys mentioned to me during the week about them, but they're from, one of them is from the same town as, Matt Malloy is from the same town as I'm from as well. Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, yeah. Producing all right sorts
beside,
of...
He lives right beside my other buddy, Kevin Collins. He lives, I mean, right beside it. Like,
wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was the flute player in the Chieftains, and they recorded with bands like Sting, Van Morrison.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge, huge traditional, since you mentioned kind of the Gaelic side of it. The
Irish. That's the word I was
looking for. The
Gaelic,
Irish word, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Don't ask me to speak in Irish now, because I wasn't in that day at school, and so I'm not,
Yeah, you took a couple French days that you found.
I think, French.
Well, it has been so much fun hanging out with you. We could sit and talk all afternoon, but I do want to give you some time to talk about your current single, Baby I Do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the new single, it does what it says on the tin. It's a first dance at a wedding. So if anybody's getting married, this is the song.
Perfect song,
this
yeah.
This is the song. So yeah, Baby I Do, we wrote the song a couple of, like before we went and recorded it in Nashville. We wanted to write a wedding song, basically. Okay. So, you know, we come up with different concepts, different hooks. And that's the one that we settled on. And basically we put all the elements into it. And we just, you know, we hadn't got one of them kind of songs in our catalog. And it's a song I'm really proud of, you know. And just really delighted to introduce it to the American market. Now, we've already had it. It's had great success for us in the UK and Ireland.
Okay.
It was 11 weeks at number one in the Hot Diss chart.
Okay.
The longest number one single ever to be in that chart.
Wow.
So we broke records on that one with that. So
wow.
That's why when we talked to the promotion company.
No pressure, United
no
States.
No pressure. Get on it. It's on our Spotify. It's on all our streaming platforms. Say hello to us on our Hurricane Highway Facebook page and all that. But going back to Baby I Do, yeah, we're just proud of that song. And when we talked to the promotion team in Nashville and everything, we you know, for the second single, we laid out maybe 8 or 9 songs. And that was the one that came to the top of the pile all the time. So from everybody. So we said, yeah, let's get that out in the U.S.
They need wedding
yeah.
songs too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and the cool thing about it, and you were saying this to me yesterday, and I do forget about this, is that people send clips to us
okay.
of it being used at their wedding. And
aww.
That's the most thing what I'm so proud of,
okay.
of the song. That's because, you know, it's someone's very special day, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to be a part of that in a little bit of a way, like, you know, their wedding day, you know, they never ask us the wedding now or anything, but...
They didn't invite you to the open bar.
Rude. Yeah. What was going on?
What would happen at the bar bill?
B for salmon. Yeah. B for salmon. Isn't that what they say? B for salmon. But yeah. No, we weren't. We weren't invited to the wedding. But they played this. No.
Yeah.
All good. So yeah, and little clips like, you know, that they send you. This we use this as our first dance.
Okay.
Or, you know, that's a special moment. I love that.
Well, we have been
talking.
So
anybody talking, wants to do that, do that.
Yeah, do it. Send it to them.
Yeah, get married today.
Yeah, we nice have been talking with Hurricane Highway. We've had so much fun with Ed and Kevin. We had a blast off air, too.
Absolutely,
it was great chatting with you. So
thank you so much for having us.
Follow them on Spotify. Follow them on Facebook. All of the social media. This is the single we've been talking about right here on Q94. It's Baby I Do.